It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. During last week's show on love and autism, many listeners called and emailed, including Eric from Red Bluff, California. We read his email on the air. I will be a 40-year-old virgin in September. I dated once when I was 32. Other than that, I've had no love interest where the love was reciprocated. I did not expect to ever find love. I do not believe I could be loved. That is all. A listener named Thea reached out to respond. I was listening to Talk of the Nation today, and there was an email read from a man named Eric from California. I have no idea who he is, but it hurt to think that he thinks no one would ever love him. I wish I could have told him that I love him. And after last week's conversation about seeking second opinions, many of you wrote in about what happened when you went to a second doctor, including this piece of advice from Hillary Anthony in Eugene, Oregon. As a registered nurse, I will only say I have many times discharged a patient who is still reeling from the idea of a sudden upcoming surgery, and the surgeon is someone I wouldn't necessarily trust. But, of course, you can't say that. If the patient asks me what I think, I say, well, you can always get a second opinion. You have that right. Every patient to whom I've said that has immediately understood what I wasn't saying and thanked me. Some have come back and thanked me. Every nurse I know who works in surgical settings has done the same. Ask your nurse and read between the lines, because we're not supposed to have opinions. And this from Dr. Lynn Klimo, a psychiatrist in Ohio. I encourage my patients to get a second opinion. I believe that if any physician is telling you they have the absolute answer, you need to run the other way. Doctors are fallible. We are limited by our knowledge, and the information that's available today is immense. The best physicians are those that say, I don't know, work as a team, utilize colleagues, are open-minded, and encourage patients to take power over their own health. We need to collaborate with our patients. They are the healers. We are the guides. Medicine as the paternalistic model from the past does not work anymore. Educate our patients, and they can educate us. If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Tinbeat Ermias, Wilma Consul, Jessica Reedy, Peter Granitz, Priska Neely, and April Failing. April also handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Bolane Omishore is our intern. Gwen Uten is our director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Jerry Tennant, Renee Pringle, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. Tomorrow, we'll take the show on the road to Florida, to Orlando, and member station WMFE will take a look at the Sunshine State's struggling space coast after the end of NASA's shuttle program. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.